My husband knows more Portuguese than I do.
Really? I know, like
when you guys
the bad
all
words.
Sit there and speak Portuguese, James knows exactly what you guys are talking about.
Really?
And
that's
I'll be
good.
Like, and I'll be like, what are they saying? He's like, Shannon, I'm around Portuguese people all the time.
So how did you not get the language and you got the language?
I did have the language.
They were
I lost
her language was her first language was Portuguese.
Portuguese.
We always
is my
talk
first
Portuguese at home.
Yeah.
Because maybe you were younger when you came.
She,
so
yeah.
No,
I didn't speak.
She
you
speaks
know,
very good Portuguese.
I do.
Yeah.
The only thing is
and her husband
you didn't speak
too.
Portuguese.
What
to me
is
at
your
home.
Mind thinking? Okay, I am thinking in English.
No, she Americanized herself.
I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you spoke English in growing up with
but
Shannon.
My grandmother, my Ava and my Avu used to watch us when I was a baby. So I was born like when I was learning how to speak, I spoke both in Portuguese and in
English.
Yes,
you did.
Yeah.
As a younger child.
Because
yeah.
You had your grandparents,
my grandparents
were
watched
part of
me
watching
while my mom
you.
Went to work.
But because you and your husband...
We
came
make
here
sure
a
we
older.
Speak. Oh, no, we make sure we speak. My husband
they spoke
was more
Portuguese
than
at home.
My husband was more firm than I was.
Yeah, my father wanted us to speak. So what would happen is, even as we get older, and it still happens now, I'll ask my mother something in English. She'll respond in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I'm speaking English, she's responding.
Oh,
getting,
she responds to me in Portuguese.
It's like
yeah.
Mixed.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's mixed.
Yeah.
And,
because even though I'm still getting it. I'm still getting it.
Yes.
What about
time.
With your kids? Do you speak with them?
I should, and I don't. I mean,
if you're thinking. If you're thinking in English, how are you going
to
train?
But to my
the
granddaughter,
same,
the same
thing.
She picks
with
up
her
everything.
You know, if I
say something like, don't talk
to go home to my kids.
That's your Pranish.
It's like a
and
muscle.
I forgot
you
about
translate.
I touch her. Don't touch my Pranish.
She repeats
because
that.
A lot of times
because she's like a typical.
Because I am thinking of that.
She's young.
How old is she?
No, she has Down syndrome.
What's
your
thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
no,
I guess that's
making yourself
yeah,
to do.
It's true.
That's part of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for example, we say one word. Like
the kid
picks up
when
and
it comes to like
better Portuguese than English.
My daughter has Down syndrome. Yeah. Yes, but when you speak to the like socially, the kid's a star. I'm like she remembers everybody's name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is very so. My son, who is you know typical smart, but you can't get the kid to talk. He doesn't remember people's names.
It's
he doesn't really talk. He doesn't. He's got a lot of social anxieties. Where my daughter walks to him and she's like, "Hi, how are you doing? You know, hi." You know, she just starts chatting and she just, "Hi, Shannon. Hi, Didi." And she starts going around giving kisses.
I'm like, prima Shannon. And then she comes and gives me a kiss. I'm always prima.
Yeah.
Prima
I like
Shannon.
That.
But the funny thing about her and my whole point in saying all that is linguistically, she's more articulate in Portuguese than she is in English.
Because
I think Portuguese is like a
easier.
It's a musical language. Like you know,
maybe,
English is very where
well, it's Germanic.
Yeah,
English
Portuguese
is
very
Portuguese
you know
is more of a
it's more lyrical.
Language.
You know,
yeah.
So when she speaks, she goes, "Mommy, mommy, beaucoup suja."
Yeah,
and she says, and she trills
well.
Her R. She can trill an R.
She does.
I mean, I know people who've taken Portuguese for years; they still can't trill an R.
Yeah.
And my daughter can,
but
she can't say
dangerous.
In English, but she can trill an R.
She has that ear for
beaucoup suja.
Yeah,
she, and I call her Krusha. You are my Pkrusha. Pkrusha, that's a nickname.
A little one.
You know. And now she calls me Abu Janu, you my Pkrusha. But
so
very
sweet.
Well done.
And she says it.
Yes.
And they
teach her songs in Portuguese.
And
she sings them. She sings the songs in Portuguese. I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard Call Me Maybe.
In
English. Not
in
English. But she still can articulate...
She does them all. Yeah.
And the other one is the what's it the Luru, what's it?
Oh, that papagayo.
Papagayo Luru.
I told her
she
the song.
It
papagayo Luru.
Yellow
the big
orange palette. Leva
carta. Oh meu namorado. She knows them all.
And she knows she can sing it.
But just
the
one that you did this one, Mom. You taught
that. I do that. My kids
love that's so cute.
Lá em cima tá o tiro liru li, cá embaixo tá o tiro liru lá. Lá em cima tá o tiro liru li, cá embaixo. My grandchildren, they'll go like this.
So what does it mean? Upstairs has a tiddly-doodly, whatever tiddly-doodly is.
Okay, okay.
And downstairs has a tiddly-doodly-la.
Tiddly-doodly-la.
Yeah.
Just the funny song.
Juntaram-se dois à esquina, tocar a concertina, dançar o sol e
they have to do the things.
Yeah.
So they loved it. Poor Jamie, when he was born, he had that problem and he'd cry. And I would sing to him, to shut him up, he'd be...
Aww,
you.
So
like tiddly tiddly.
Oh my god!
And then I taught both of them how to do the point.
Yeah, that's the big one.
The ding ding. So they loved it, but I forgot to do with the little Kian.
Yeah, but my mother taught Kristen all these songs, and she's teaching her kids.
That's cute.
She's adorable.
She's like Paul Montego. Remember my Paul Montego kids? What was it?
She remembers that one.
We had a family function. I forget which one it was. Was it Easter? Was it Thanksgiving?
She came over. Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what it was, but we had everyone over. She came over, and it was like an impromptu just.
She's like,
"Buckle
ya, Montegi," but she starts singing, and then all of it, everyone starts joining in.
And the sing along broke out.
Yeah. I have the kids in the school that I work now.
Oh.
And I give lunch to the kids, and the kids come. And they call me Dinya.
Oh my gosh.
Because she calls me Dinga.
Dinga.
That's so funny. We have a dinga too because she couldn't say madrinha.
Yes, when I was little, I couldn't say madrinha.
She calls me dinga.
Yeah.
So a friend called me dinga. Still is.
Kristen calls her dinga.
And the kids now
they call
me dinga in school.
Oh, this
perfect.
Is not.